أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, one of the most important ayat of Surah Al-An'am that we've been looking at is Ayah 162. To be recited before every salah. In fact, to be recited at all times, to be pondered upon at all times. And here Allah is saying, call, proclaim, say, shout it out from the rooftops. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Indeed, my salah and my sacrifice and my life and my death are all for Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. Now, we're going to look at each part of this today. It starts off with salah, and we know that that which validates our salah is our intention, or what we call niyya, or maybe if we're coming from the Indian subcontinent, we're going to say niyat. And I remember my grandma teaching me salah when I was really little. And funnily enough, the language you spoke at home was Kachi, but the niyya had to be in Urdu. And I remember being pretty intrigued by this. Because we had to say, "Main do rakat namaz padti hoon fajr ki wajib qurbatin ilallah." And somehow you couldn't even say it in Arabic. Had to be in Urdu. But the intention was there. It was only for Allah. And it was ingrained into us. That was the wisdom of our forefathers. And even today, when you know that intention is was deep inside your soul, it need not be verbalized for salah. You sort of still verbalize it and it brings it home to you as to why you're praying. The next thing is sacrifice. And immediately when you think of sacrifice, you think of the sacrifice of Ibrahim. You think of Eid al-Hajj. You think of Hajj. And this sort of trains us into thinking, what am I willing to sacrifice for divinity? Remember the ayah, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تَحِبُّونَ. You will never ever achieve righteousness until you spend out in the way of Allah what you love the most. We're not even asked to sacrifice our children. Ibrahim had to sacrifice his son. We're asked little things. What will you do to make life easier for somebody else? What will you do to serve humanity? How will you and I make the world a better place than the world we found it in? That's what sacrifice is all about. And then it moves up. It's like one after the other. You start off with salah, then you go to sacrifice. Then it says mahyaya, the whole concept of life. What is the purpose of my life? How am I going to live it? I came into the world alone. I will go out alone. In the meantime, I'm totally responsible for all my actions. And with this ultimate responsibility comes ultimate freedom. Yet in this freedom, there are no rights. There are only obligations. We all have an obligation towards creation. That in essence is the meaning of life. And finally, womamati, my death. How will I die? What legacy will I leave? Am I going to leave a legacy of comfort and change for the better? So to be able to ponder over this before every salah, to say five times a day, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen, sort of brings us back to focus as to the purpose of life. And then that correlates really beautifully with the extract from Ziyarah Ashura, which I absolutely adore and recite in every single kunut. And here we're taught to say, Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Oh Allah, base my life on the life of Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt, and base my death on the death of Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to base our lives on the lives of the Ahlul Bayt and to base our death on their deaths. So we are able to leave a positive legacy where we have left the world a better place than what we found it in. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.